Greetings, 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 and salutations, one and all.
Drink down over.
Yeah, man, rage.
Catch a fire.
The party catch a fire now. Although it's not a party night. I guess any night is a party night, right?
Fire.
Welcome to the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. It's it's healthy love night.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night was community and finance night. What a night it was, too. Had Melissa Jane pass by and tell us about retire already. And the main guest for the evening, Mr. Will Rattigan, talked about his broadcast, his brand new broadcast on Reggae Global Radio. Let me tell you something, Jamaica. Get ready to have your eyes open. In the meantime, in between time,
yeah.
It's Healthy Love Night right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast. Those locked in on TuneIn Radio on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew, much love to you. Those hailing from across the pond, One Harmony Radio, top of the morning to you.
Soon as me and my friend and me.
Much love, King Genius. Queen Genius, how are you doing? Want to say big up to those who are locked in out of New Jersey on NIE Radio. Hanging out with the Motivator, New Jersey's finest. Big ups to y'all. Much love to the New York Massive. Those on Island Worldwide exhibiting the power of music. Hanging out to China, Nicole, and Gary. The Jump Out Production crew.
Yes.
Much love to you. Big up to those out on Long Island, New York. Locked in on Reggae Pulse Radio. Hanging out to DJ Atomic Force and the crew. Blessings to those who are locked in on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Home of Mr. Twinkle Toes himself, Clinton Lindsay.
Yeah. I need rum, mass and party in the life in order to make me happy. Rum, mass and
big ups to the massive out of Texas.
I need friends, drinks and liquor in.
Locked in on Olive Wap Radio, on Dusik Media Group, and on WGLRO, the People Station. Home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show, taking you from the sheets to the streets, touching from Detroit to Denmark and all points in between.
Session, catch a fire.
I want to say big ups to those who are locked in on Facebook Live.
Fire.
Those on Clubhouse, those on YouTube Live.
Yeah.
Those on Zeno FM.
Sola.
Bubbling in the stew pot. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And of course, those right here at the home of the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew, KevinStew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.
Party.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad to have you. Couldn't do it without you. You have my word. I wouldn't even try.
Burn up. Party. Time left over.
I want to say thank you to my segment sponsors.
I fully burn. Music.
The Pulse Media Group, and being in a moment is priceless. Go ahead and give them a call. They can take your videos, your photos, your streaming, your ads, everything you see here on KevinStew.com and more. So I have a party, a graduation, a funeral, a wedding, a seminar. And you want to stream it live on a secure platform, whether yours or theirs? Give them a call, 754-999-1140. That's 754-999-1140. You tell them over there at Pulse Media Group that Kevin Stew sent you. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea issues a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Give her a call today, schedule your appointment, 954-655-9000. That's 954-655-9000. She only has one request outside of paying her. It is to get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. It's got the Kevin Steele clause. Because I always fall asleep on her table. You know, Mr. Vegas talked about usher them out. She deals with roll them out. Roll them off of the table. Oh, thank you very much, Miss Althea. I want to say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global acts as your booking agents, handle your tour management, take care of your business registrations, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and much, much more. Give them a call, 954-804-8199. Or check them out online, reggaeglobal.com. Tell them you heard about them on the night shift with DJ Kevin Steele. I want to say thank you to McNeil Trucking. McNeil Trucking is veteran owned, licensed and insured movers in the state of Florida. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. Go ahead and give him a call. Schedule your pickup and delivery today. Moving from the Keys up to Jacksonville. From Naples to Cocoa Beach. Any point in between. Moving some things into storage. You don't have the manpower, you don't have the transportation. Don't worry, you have the name, you have the number. McNeil Trucking. 954-406-9740. That's 954-406-9740. Get him a call. Tell them Kevin Steele sent you.
Niceness in this session. I feel it, I read.
The son of Zola, working out the problem child, kicking things off tonight. Track called Rum, Mass and the Party. And some people need all them things to make them happy, you know. Some people is just mass and party. Some people is just party. Some people is just rum. Glad to be them and their rum panions hanging out. And nothing else can matter. Hurricane could be coming. They got rum. They good. So as we talk tonight in Healthy Love, we're looking at the association between alcohol and dementia. I know some people would say, hey, listen, what kind of connection it is that you're drawing to these two things? You know, there's all kind of connections between the two. Oh, before I get into that, you know, let me make sure I address a couple of things. One being, have you ordered your book yet? Yes, the Empowered Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense, the number one bestseller on Amazon, is available right now in audiobook. The book is written by Jonathan Field and narrated by none other than yours truly, me, DJ Kevin Steele. So go ahead and jump onto Audible and order your copy of Empowered Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense. If you can't find it, if you think it's too much of a search on Amazon, on Audible, no worries. Go to kevinsteele.com and there's a link right there. Just click on it and it'll take you right to where you want. You need to go to order the book. So check it out. Get my very first narrated book today, Empowered: Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense. And this Saturday, it is Retire Ready. This is Saturday, October 15th, and this happens at 11:30 a.m. at Veterans Park Multipurpose Center at 7600 Northwest 50th Street in Lauderhill, Florida. So if you are on University and Commercial and you head south on University, 50th Street comes up at your next traffic light. So go ahead and make that right turn and it'll take you to Veterans Park. The Multipurpose Center is right there. Go check it out. This is a free event with priceless information. Retire Ready, the live experience. Go ahead and check it out. Happening at Veterans Park this Saturday, October 15th, 11:30 a.m. It all gets done at 4 p.m. So clear your schedule. Make sure you're there. You don't want to miss this event. Okay. Now, back to business. Alcohol and dementia. How can these two be related? Can they be related in any way, shape, or form? Well, apparently they can. Alcohol use is widespread in the United States. Half of all Americans aged 12 and older were current alcohol drinkers in 2020. Yeah, let me give you that again. Age 12 and older. So, here's a question. What is it that is going to make my 13-year-old start to drink? Is it parental problems? Is it school problems? What kind of problems can they be facing at 13 years old, at 12 years old? You know, come on. But this is a statistic. Half of all Americans, 138.5 million people, 12 and older, were alcohol drinkers. And this was just 2 years ago in 2020. So can you imagine what it is now? Alzheimer's disease and other types of dementia are a pressing issue, affecting nearly 6 million Americans. And this is according to the American Addiction Center. Now, unfortunately, high levels of alcohol consumption can be a risk factor for the development of dementia. What we're going to be doing as we move forward with the information is to see how the two are related and what could possibly be done in the fight against dementia and possibly in the fight against alcohol abuse. Now, dementia is an umbrella term that is used to describe various syndromes of impaired brain functioning, which may indicate symptoms of memory loss, a decline in thinking and reasoning abilities, the neurodegenerative disease that process, well, no, the neurodegenerative disease process that underlying certain types of dementia are progressive and irreversible. There are several different forms of dementia. Before I get into the different forms, though, the mere fact that it is mentioned to be irreversible, that alone should raise flags and be of major concern. Anybody that wants to participate in this broadcast can do so by way of just commenting in the Stew Pot. Those of you wondering what the Stew Pot is, it is that what others call a chat room. On other platforms, on kevinstew.com, it is a Stew Pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. So come on over to kevinstew.com and jump into the Stew Pot. You don't need to register. You don't need to offer your firstborn, a blood sacrifice, an internal organ, nothing like that. Just go to kevinstew.com and you're there. You can remain anonymous. You can put your name. It's up to you. we just ask that you be respectful in your comments. And of course, you can call. You can call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram, any of those apps. So your regular phone text, that works. A regular phone call, that works. WhatsApp, call and text. Telegram, call and text. To the number that is scrolling across the bottom of your screen right now. 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. One more time. 773-789-7839. All right. Call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram, they all work. Hit me up and be a part of this broadcast. Share your information with us tonight. So, there are different forms of dementia, which include Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common neurodegenerative type of dementia among older people. It is thought to develop in association with certain types of brain changes, including pathological protein buildup known as amyloid plaques and tau tangles. Now, what we had learned recently is that young people can have dementia too. So don't just think that it's an old people disease, all right? Then there is frontotemporal dementia, more rare than Alzheimer's and most commonly affects people under age 60. It also is thought to develop in association with abnormal amounts of or forms of protein in the brain. This type also is neurodegenerative. Then there is Lewy body dementia. This neurodegenerative type results from abnormal deposits of a protein known as Lewy bodies. Vascular dementia. This one develops as a result of impaired blood flow to the brain or damage to blood vessels in the brain, such as from strokes or mini strokes. Then there is mixed dementia, which involves a combination of the dementia types. Now, dementia is a major concern in the United States, and statistics show that between 60 to 80% of dementia cases are attributed to Alzheimer's disease. People aged 75 and older account for 72% of Alzheimer's cases, with 6.2 million Americans aged 65 and up having Alzheimer's disease. There are 5.6 million Americans 65 or older who have some type of dementia. Around 200,000 Americans under the age of 65 have younger onset Alzheimer's. Now, the symptoms are not exactly the same for everyone. And not all types of dementia have the same symptoms. However, some of the more common signs and symptoms of dementia include asking the same questions, becoming disoriented in familiar areas, changes in personality, confusion, difficulty focusing, reasoning, or solving problems, difficulty learning new things. Well, yeah, well, that's a young people today that have difficulty learning new things. Is it that they have Alzheimer's, early onset? Forgetting recent things such as events or conversations, or the names of people they know well. I find that happens with people all the time. Maybe the synapses aren't firing quite the way they're supposed to. There's memory loss, new difficulty managing money or paying bills, problems with balance or coordination, referring to familiar objects with unusual words, trouble controlling their emotions, trouble speaking or reading and writing, unusual visual changes not attributed to aging. Sounds like cause for concern, doesn't it? Neurodegenerative and vascular types of dementia are caused by progressive damage
to the nerve cells in the brain, resulting in such brain cells not working effectively, losing their connection to other brain cells, and ultimately dying off. Such changes can affect the part of the brain that controls thought, reasoning, judgment, memory, emotions, and movement. There are several factors that can increase the risk of developing dementia. These include age, and people who are older are more likely to develop dementia, especially if after you hit 65. There's family history. If you have a parent or sibling with dementia, you may be more likely to develop it due to increased genetic risk. There's gender. Females may be more likely to eventually develop dementia, as on average, they have longer lifespans than men. Now, of course, we can get into a whole debate as to why women live longer than men. And I'd probably get into trouble with all my female friends, since I have more of those than I do male friends. But if you're the one standing, maybe it's you. Just maybe. I love you all, though. I love you all. I wouldn't trade you for anything. There's lower cognitive reserve. The concept of cognitive reserve describes the or resiliency to certain brain disease processes based on having kept our brains active over the course of a lifetime. People who don't continue learning throughout life, who utilize a narrower range of mental skills at work, and who are more isolated, may be at greater risk for dementia. So keep your brain active. Do things like puzzles. Chat with your friends. Do escape room activities. You know, do keep your brain active. Learn something new. I think that's the best one. Just learn something new, and there's so many ways to learn something new for free. Or learn a new way to do an old thing. All these things help to keep your brain active. Physical health also. People with hypertension and high cholesterol have a greater risk of developing dementia when these conditions are not well managed. People who are overweight, not physically fit, or have type 2 diabetes are also more prone to dementia. Other chronic health issues can also raise the risk of dementia, including multiple sclerosis, HIV, kidney disease, developmental disabilities, and rheumatoid arthritis. People with depression are more likely to get dementia. Traumatic brain injuries can raise the risk of developing dementia. So people with head injuries are at risk, particularly if they have recurring injuries, or the injuries have occurred multiple times. If they are involved in a loss of consciousness, if the injury was severe, heavy alcohol use can lead to accidents, injuries, and falls. And frequent head injuries may damage the brain and significantly increase the risk of dementia. We saw recently where two quarterbacks for the Miami Dolphins suffered from head injuries on the field. That can lead to dementia. So, well, in the long run, I'm not just saying right off the bat it will, but in the long run, it could lead to dementia. Hey, Rupert, how you doing? Good to see you, bro. There are also lifestyle issues that can play a factor. Cigarette smoking, heavy alcohol use, binge drinking, these have all been linked to an increased risk of developing dementia. People with alcoholism are more likely to develop dementia at early ages. So if half the American population from age 12 up are already alcohol consumers, then half the American population, by the time they hit 60, if they start in as early as 12, run the risk of having dementia. Forget 65. 55 would probably be the new 65 if you're drinking alcohol in excess. Exposure to microparticulate substances and certain types of air pollution or burning wood could make dementia more likely. So, our firefighters are then at high risk of developing dementia? Is that what I'm to take from this? Because they are around burning wood all the time. I don't know of a structure that doesn't have some wood in it. So, whatever parts of the structure that burns, there's some wood in there. Those that are fighting forest fires, that's all wood. Grass, trees, yeah. So, these individuals are also at risk for dementia. I wonder, has there been a study of firefighters in areas that have a lot of forest fires? Has there been a study of the number of dementia cases among these firefighters versus other firefighters? That whereas there are fires happening, there's less wood burning. I don't know. And I'm emphasizing wood just because it was mentioned as a particular substance in the fire. So I'm just wondering, thinking out loud. If anybody can find any information on that, go ahead, hit me up. Share something with me, because I don't know. And I'd love to find out. 773-789-STEW. 773-789-7839. Call me up. Shoot me a text message. You know, let me know what you have found. We're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more. But before we do, one more thing I want to point out, one more thing I want to remind you guys of, my Mary Kay store. I do have a Mary Kay business, and it also caters to men. Yes, because we have skin too. But not only for the skin care, but to take care of your beard care, to provide you with fragrances, all available for the men. So get something today. It could be a body wash. It could be a lotion. Of course, the skincare stuff is definitely going to be in there, because I got involved with Mary Kay because of the skincare products that they have. So check out my Mary Kay store, marykay.com/KevinStew. If those who are interested in skin tone balancing, go ahead and get this product. It's amazing. It's called CC Cream. Get yours today. Visit marykay.com/KevinStew. Get your products today, both for men and women, even for children. Check something out, because they have a wide range of things. Products that are plant-based. Products that are natural toned to match your skin. Very light products. Lightweight products. Check it out. MaryKay.com/KevinStew. We'll be right back.
Pulse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
In Come on, smile. Oh. Honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
MRE Entertainment, in association with VPAL Distribution, presents the brand new hit single.
I'm Robert French, and you're listening to my new song, Every Day of My Life.
Now available on all major digital platforms.
Every day of my life will be, I just love you, spend the rest of my life always, I just love you, every day of my life will be, I just love you, spend the rest of my life.
I'm representing for DJ Kevin Stew, working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil never. Will DJ Kevin Stew sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Chris Cinti representing Word and Honor.
I just don't want to have LeBron drunk. I'm saying drink the chorus and spill the verse. A track called Rum Talk, Part 1. Alright, so, I don't know where this rum talking going to let you end up, you know, but tonight we're talking alcohol and dementia. So if you don't remember where you were when you started listening to this broadcast, and you're in the same place that you are now, when you started listening to the broadcast, you might be suffering from dementia. I'm just saying. Hey, Cuz, how you doing? Glad you could join in. So, as we continue with the information, alcohol intoxication tends to impair coordination. So, people who are intoxicated are more likely to have accidents or falls. I wasn't trying to rhyme just now, by the way. Head injuries, especially if they are severe, involve a loss of consciousness or happen multiple times. These are linked to an increased risk of dementia, even many years after the injury occurs. These types of injuries may be known as traumatic brain injuries or TBIs and can occur as a risk of car accidents, falls, or flights. Sorry, fights. There's no L in it. TBIs, traumatic brain injuries. These can cause damage to areas of the brain and begin a series of changes that allow proteins that cause dementia to accumulate near the damaged area. So people that compete in these sparring type competitions, boxing, MMA, these athletes, they would run the high risk of having dementia. Why? Because of the blows to the head, the constant blows to the head, boxing especially. Now, when it comes to alcohol-related dementia, this one is a little bit different. While alcohol is just one of the risk factors that can contribute to dementia, it can also lead to the development of Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, WKS. It is a condition that shares certain symptoms with dementia. WKS is initially caused by a deficiency in vitamin B1 and alcohol-related changes in the brain, and often causes memory loss,
cognitive issues, and problems with coordination. Sounds like dementia to me. People who drink heavily over long periods of time are prone to nutritional deficiencies, which can contribute to brain injury. So, you lack thiamine, which is vitamin B1, and you run the risk of developing dementia. People who binge drink or drink heavily are more likely to develop dementia and be diagnosed at earlier ages compared to non-drinkers. The risk increases as people drink more heavily and over longer periods of time. However, long-term heavy drinking also places people at increased risk of developing WKS. If WKS is treated early enough, it can be prevented from progressing to more severe diseases. Since there is significant overlap of the cognitive symptoms of WKS and dementia, there is an ongoing discussion about whether there is a separate type of dementia known as alcohol-induced dementia. Well, I guess because of the association or the close link to Wernicke, what's it called? Wernicke-Korsakoff disease, syndrome. So it's Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, double KS. I don't want to forget it. That's why I keep repeating it. just to make sure that I'm not suffering from dementia, early onset. I'm too young. But again, as we have discovered recently, you're never quite too young for early onset Alzheimer's. Now, if you or a loved one has been diagnosed with dementia, it's important to speak honestly with your doctor about alcohol use. And they can discuss whether it is safe to consume alcohol. Only your physician can provide accurate and specific advice on this. However, since the consumption of alcohol can worsen and accelerate dementia symptoms, your doctor may advise you to cut back or abstain altogether from alcohol. Especially for people who drink heavily or have been drinking for a long time. Although most forms of dementia are irreversible and chronic, symptoms of alcohol-related dementia can be halted or reversed if drinking is stopped and you follow a healthy diet with vitamin supplementation. Now, again, alcohol impairs the absorption of certain vitamins, and vitamin B1, thiamine, a deficiency in that contributes heavily to WKS. So, Wernicke-Korsakoff. So, it stands to reason. Now, logic may not always work out this way, but for me, it stands to reason that yes, you eliminate one, you substitute it with something more beneficial to the body, something healthier, and you're good to go. Either at stopping the progression of the disease or reversing it. It only stands to reason. Now, to properly diagnose dementia, doctors will first rule out other conditions that can cause the symptoms through a physical and psychiatric exam and blood work. They will then ask about the person's medical history, family history, and inquire about symptoms, medications, and recent changes. The diagnosis is then made based on testing of neurological and cognitive functioning, scans of the brain, and genetic testing. Treatment for dementia depends on the type, but may involve medication, developing methods to strengthen the memory, and having supportive people in place to help. Some of these supportive people may very well then be strangers, because the people that you know are probably the ones driving you to drink. So, you know, it's true. So, there are some people that are still asking a question, but really though, can alcohol cause dementia? Well, people who do not binge drink or become dependent on alcohol, according to WebMD, do not need to worry about alcohol dementia links. And this says Dr. Nicola Georgievich, MD. And Nicola says, because I'm not working out well with her last name, alcohol consumption in moderate amounts has not been found to cause dementia or any other cognitive impairments. However, excessive use of alcohol in old age have been associated with changes in brain structure that increase the risk of Alzheimer's and variants of dementia. Oh, Nicola is a man. You see, that's the interesting things about Eastern Europe names. But we won't get into that tonight. A 2018 study found that heavy drinking increased the risk of dementia by about 3 times. Alcoholism may increase the risk of certain medical conditions that damage the cardiovascular system, including high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, you run into risk of getting strokes because you're damaging blood vessels, the small blood vessels, because of the high blood pressure. So you see the link? You see the connection? Good. Research increasingly links both heart disease and heart disease risk factors to an elevated risk of developing dementia. And for those that think, well, how? Because the two are not related. I just said it. High blood pressure, small blood vessels. Where do you find small blood vessels? In places like the lungs and the brain. Because large blood vessels don't work well in those places. And you have small places to work with small cavities. Well, the chest is a large cavity, but the lungs fill up the space. So to increase absorption of oxygen across, because it's by diffusion that it moves from the lungs into the bloodstream, right? So in order to maximize that, the body is so well developed that it's smaller blood vessels to increase the area of absorption. And so our whole body gets the amount of oxygen it needs just from our lungs and these small blood vessels, but also our brain gets the necessary nutrients and blood flow from also from small blood vessels. If you have high blood pressure, that tends to damage small blood vessels. It's only logical. Again, don't take my word for it. I have a DJ before my name and not a DR, so go ahead and look it up, because my job is to stimulate your appetite and not satisfy your hunger. So take notes, ask questions often. Alcoholism, according to WebMD, may also cause a rare type of dementia, which is called Korsakoff syndrome, or WKS, Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, as we just learned. And this dementia appears when a person is deficient of vitamin B1. And this deficiency tends to be more prevalent, again, with alcohol drinkers. Now, the symptoms of alcohol-related dementia depend on the type of dementia a person has. Though most people are familiar with Alzheimer's, there are, like we said, several types of dementia. Some warning signs that a person may have dementia include unexplained, once again, I think this is important that I go through this once more, unexplained changes in personality, trouble solving complex problems, which I kind of have problems with that being on the list. If they have trouble solving simple problems, I would say that's a real flag. But complex problems, many people can't solve complex problems. Difficulty with navigation. You might get lost following a simple, a familiar path. Familiar, yes. Move to a new geographical location, that is fine. You don't have dementia, you just don't know where you are. Short-term memory problems. It's normal to occasionally forget a piece of information. It is not normal to be unable to participate in a conversation because you can't remember anything. That's a problem. Cognitive problems that make daily life difficult. Like a person might have trouble following a recipe or forgetting how to unlock their front door. That's a problem. Poor decision making. That could be any of our teens today. Confusion with place or time. For example, a person might forget that they're in the 21st century and think that they're back in the 20th century. You know, if they're young enough to have been there for the transition. But again, you know, that it's not such a wide range of time. But to think, to forget that you're in 2022 and think that you're back in 1983, that could be problematic. If there is trouble with communicating, such as chronic word finding, difficulties or increased difficulty reading and understanding speech, that could be a problem. So these are some signs that you could have dementia or could be developing dementia. What one particular thing that I found really interesting is people who abstain from alcohol altogether could be at increased risk for all-cause dementia. Yeah, you heard me. So I've been talking about alcohol-related dementia from we got started, right? And people consuming alcohol and, well, the various types of dementia and how you get it. You know, head injuries and alcohol abuse. I think I need to go get checked because that wouldn't come out just now. You see, whenever things like this happen, you know, and I'm talking about issues like this, it causes a bit of a concern because now you start to wonder, wait a minute, could this be early onset? No, I'm not calling it down on me. And no, as far as I know, I'm not going through that because I'm always doing something new or learning something new or improving on something that I already know. And two, I'm not an alcohol consumer like that. So, yes, I do consume alcohol, but I am not an alcoholic. I'm not an alcohol abuser. I don't drop my alcohol. I don't throw away my alcohol. That's alcohol abuse, you know, but of a different nature. But yes, it's interestingly enough, and when we come back from the break, we're going to look at that. All out abstaining from alcohol could increase the risk for all-cause dementia. Now, if that isn't something that... All right, I won't wait until the break. Let me go ahead and start to address it now. Recently, in Addiction Journal, researchers performed an in-depth analysis of the alcohol-dementia relationship and determined whether certain levels of alcohol consumption increase the risk of dementia. And when I say recently, I'm talking about this year, 2022. Dementia generally affects the elderly and geriatric patients. And this condition is categorized by numerous symptoms, some of which include diminished cognition, memory, attention, communication, reasoning, visual perception, the works. We've gone through it. You've heard it. Dementia impairs a patient's quality of life and imposes severe physical, psychological, social, and economic burdens. The global prevalence of dementia has been rising over the last two decades, with the number of dementia patients expected to reach 152 million by 2050. Although there remains a lack of effective treatments for dementia, certain behaviors have been shown to increase the risk of its development. In fact, according to the 2020 Lancet Commission for Dementia Prevention, intervention and care, up to 40% of dementia cases could be prevented or delayed if 12 distinct risk factors were avoided. And they managed to identify 12. Excessive alcohol consumption in midlife, for example, can cause significant neurotoxic effects on the brain as compared to other risk factors such as high blood pressure and diabetes. Harmful alcohol use is one of the strongest risk factors for development of dementia. Population-based studies have reported conflicting results on the alcohol-dementia relationship. For example, some reports suggest that light to moderate alcohol use can reduce dementia risk as compared to those who have abstained from alcohol. In contrast, other studies report that alcohol use does not impact the risk of dementia. So, you have to ask a question, are they identifying dementia separate and apart from WKS, Korsakoff syndrome? Are they calling the two distinctly different things? Because if that's the case, then I cannot understand the argument. But we'll see. Despite these different reports, reviews of population-based observational studies indicate that the alcohol-dementia relationship is J-shaped. And this is according to Medical News Today. Medicalnews.net. More specifically, low levels of alcohol use may provide some benefit in reducing the risk of dementia, whereas excessive alcohol consumption likely increases the risk of dementia in a dose-dependent manner. What we're going to do is take a quick little break. And when we come back, we talk about this a little bit more. Because then we get to look at the study, according to newsmedical.net, in just a moment. But go ahead and call your friends. Tell your friends, call somebody, tell somebody. This past weekend, there was Carnival in Miami, and that involved a lot of reveling and a lot of alcohol. And there are some people that do all their drinking at Carnival. Whether it is Miami Carnival, Jamaica Carnival, New York Carnival, Brazil Carnival, whichever Carnival, Trinidad Carnival, they wait until that point and they let go and they consume all the alcohol that they can and then recover all year for the next go around. So, do these people fall in the category of your binge drinkers? If they do it once a year, is that a binge drinker or is that a one-time get drunk kind of a drinker? And if so, how does alcohol consumption affect their chances of developing dementia? Now, if moderate alcohol consumption can reduce your chances of developing dementia, then consuming alcohol in this quantity just one time for the year and not really touching the stuff again for the remainder of the year, does this can work out to be a light user, although they did all their consumption in one sitting? You know, things that make you go, I don't know if that's how it works in the medical field. So I'm asking a question. We'll be right back after these messages where we come back and we look at alcohol and dementia. What is the relation? We found out that there are studies that say too much alcohol consumption can lead to dementia. But apparently there's also a study that says no alcohol consumption can increase your risk for dementia. We'll see. Let's talk some more when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurch.org. LinxChurchLinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Ladies, lovers, lovers of the music, it is here, the brand spanking new album from Ed Robinson and Ian Sweetness, a tribute to Teddy Pendergrass. Amazing. 10 blazing tracks, 2 amazing singers going hit for hit, classic for classic. A tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, Ian Sweetness, Ed Robinson. Oh man. Is out now. Available everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your music, it is there. A tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, brand spanking new, Ian Sweetness, Ed Robinson. Ladies, gentlemen, you've got to have this in your collection. Get it now. Available everywhere. Bruv, my last baby already gone off to college, mate. Is what did she send? Come gimme, man. Is a big album still? I love it. Big up Ed Robinson, Ian Sweetness, but this better come with a contraceptive.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography and video production, press releases, legal services and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Yes, yes, yes. Sakara Mantino, I'm making no sense right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
So now Richie Stevens bringing us back from the break. Raising a glass. Healthcare work. To all healthcare workers. Yeah, let's drink.
To the songs of the earth. Let's drink to all the hard work.
I don't know how much drinking it is that we're supposed to do. Is it that one drink to all the hardworking people, or have a drink for each of the hardworking people? I don't know if Richie is encouraging us to drink a lot or just paying tribute to the healthcare workers in general. I don't know. Keeping. Talk about job security. This is one of those songs that encourage job security. Because if you're going to be drinking, then you're going to need some medical help. And if we're drinking to the medical professionals, then we're making sure that they have a job to do. So you see how it works? It works out beautifully. Everybody benefits. All right. welcome back to the broadcast. Hey, Pat, how you doing? I'm glad you could go ahead and enjoy that turncoat meal and brown stew chicken. At this time of the night, I don't know why you're eating so late, and I don't know why you're going to relax after eating this late. Don't go lay down. You can relax, just don't go lay down in bed, because you run the risk of falling asleep, and eating and then going to sleep is just a bad combination. So let's not do that. Relax in bed, just sit up, you know, and I guess you're going to be staying with me for a good portion of the remainder of the broadcast, at least into musical therapy. As you let your food digest before drifting off to La La Land. But thank you for sharing with me vicariously. Boy,
I don't know why you do this to me. You know how I feel about the third god meal, but it's all right. It's all right. That's what friends are for. So, back to the information according to newsmedical.net. They said the researchers in the current review aim to provide a more concise understanding of the alcohol-dementia relationship while addressing the limitations of previous studies. Some of these limitations included a lack of standardization regarding how alcohol use was categorized and the scarcity of representation from low to middle-income countries. Moreover, the researchers collected data from 15 prospective epidemiological cohort studies conducted across 6 continents to examine the relationship between alcohol and dementia. Most of the cohorts were based in high-income countries. However, representation from low- and middle-income countries was provided by cohorts from Brazil and the Republic of Congo. The study included individuals above age 60, individuals with dementia diagnosis at baseline, those without follow-up after dementia assessment, and those with no alcohol use records were excluded. For each study cohort, alcohol use was converted into average grams of pure alcohol or pure ethanol daily, based on the type of alcoholic beverage reported. From these values, the researchers categorized none, occasional, light, moderate, moderate heavy, and heavy alcohol users as individuals who were currently abstaining from alcohol or consumed less than 1.3 grams per day, 1.3 to 2.4 grams per day, 25 to 44.9 grams per day, and over 45 grams per day, respectively. A total of 24,478 individuals were included in the current study, with a mean age of 71.8 years at baseline. Among these, 58.3% were females, and 54.2% were current drinkers. The risk of dementia was greater among alcohol abstainers than occasional, light moderate, and moderate heavy drinkers, as well as among men. Isn't that interesting? Let me say it again. The risk of dementia was greater among alcohol abstainers than occasional, light moderate, and moderate heavy drinkers, as well as among men. Notably, this result was consistent among female subjects when fully adjusted and competing risk models were employed. However, in fully adjusted models and those adjusted for competing for risk of death, no association was found between alcohol use and dementia among females. Neither lifetime abstainers nor previous drinkers had a different dementia risk, regardless of their gender, demographic, or clinical characteristics. Moderate drinkers were associated with a reduced risk of dementia compared to lifetime abstainers. These findings were consistent among men and women and in the adjusted models. The dose response analysis conducted among current drinkers did not show any significant variation in dementia risk based on dementia risk based on the amount of alcohol consumed. Furthermore, based on current alcohol intake status, neither men nor women showed any variation in dementia susceptibility after adjusting for demographic and clinical characteristics. Furthermore, dementia risk did not differ between daily drinkers and occasional drinkers. The same was true in comparison with lifetime abstainers and current drinkers. continent-wise analysis for the association between alcohol use and dementia risk, including Europe, Oceania, which is over by Australia side. I should say down by Australia side. North America and Asia, Korea, to be specific, revealed non-linear relationships for Europe, North America, and Asia. However, these differences were not statistically significant. Meanwhile, results from Oceania depicted a protective effect of alcohol against dementia compared to lifetime abstainers. You see, everything in moderation. Among current drinkers, light moderate alcohol consumption was associated with a reduced risk of dementia among Europeans compared to occasional drinkers. Alcohol consumption does not impact the risk of dementia in Asia. So what is it? How is it so different in Europe and Asia compared to North America? How is it so different in Oceania versus North America? What is the difference? Things that make you go, hmm. So, based on these findings, what are they saying? It suggests, according to newsmedical.net, it suggests that abstaining from alcohol may increase the risk for all-cause dementia. Furthermore, there was no evidence to suggest that the amount of alcohol consumed impacts the dementia risk. I'll tell you this. I have heard stories of people, grandfathers, that drink to their ripe old age of death. And I'm talking about death at old age. And they were said to be sharp as whips. So, what was it about these people? And this was in Jamaica. These were drinkers in Jamaica. I don't know about any of the drinkers here in the United States. I can't say that I've associated with many of them since moving here. Or heard many stories of the grandfathers that live here. Most of my grandparents' stories are the ones back home in Jamaica. And they lived long lives, even with the consumption of alcohol. And they were witty. They kept their wits about them. So, what is it about these studies that are conducted in the United States that have this high association between alcohol and dementia? Maybe it isn't just alcohol. Maybe it is the other factors, the other contributing factors that lead to things like high blood pressure and high blood pressure would tend to lead to strokes anyway. But these other factors that come into play, these tend to be pretty high in the United States too. So is it just the overall quality of life in the United States that is contributing to dementia? Because if they're saying here that their findings suggest that in other parts of the world, abstaining from alcohol increases the risk of dementia and consuming alcohol actually reduces it, then something is wrong with either the alcohol that is consumed in America or other factors. Comment here. If you eat foods that have oil in them, that can reduce the risk of getting drunk because oil prevents you from getting drunk. Oil prevents alcohol from getting you drunk. Really? So food, wait, when you say consume food that have oil, what kind of, you mean if you cook with a lot of oil? So you're talking like fried food, or are you talking food like fatty fishes, like your salmon? So if you have salmon and drink alcohol, then there's less likelihood that you're going to get drunk. You know, talk to me. Because I didn't know that one. But it is worth looking into. According to newsmedical.net, the current study's researchers emphasize that their findings must be balanced against existing literature, reporting the association between moderate alcohol use and poor brain health, as well as other health conditions like cancer. Thus, the current study findings are not meant to encourage alcohol consumption and instead question whether current guidelines on reducing alcohol consumption in individuals over the age of 60 is an effective approach to preventing the development of dementia. Is it just scare tactics all over again? You know, reduce the risk of dementia. I mean, reduce alcohol intake with a false hope of reducing the risk of dementia, but yet still they're going to contract dementia anyway because of other lifestyle conditions. You know, things in atmosphere, air pollution, or stress levels, hypertension, diabetes, all these other contributing factors that can lead to dementia also. Okay, salmon, chicken, etc., curry goat, stew chicken, fish. these all have oil that can help reduce the risk of getting drunk. So if you're going to be drinking, you need to be eating salmon, curry chicken, curry goat, fried fish, fried chicken. You need to be eating those things if you're drinking alcohol. That's what you're saying? If that's what it is, you know, I'm down for it. I'm all for it. Let's go. Bring on the liquor as long as you bring on the food. Let's go. I'm down. The current study is associated with certain limitations that must be considered. The cohort participants, for example, self-reported their daily alcohol intake, which may be underreported. It also may be overreported. Furthermore, the type of alcoholic drink was not consistently assessed in each cohort. Finally, the presence of healthy survivor bias may also limit the applicability of the study findings, particularly considering the older age of the cohorts. So, these are other things that could be considered. But think about parts of the world for a moment that by way of their culture they consume a fair amount of alcohol. Parts of Europe, for example, Italy, they are France. These places they consume quite a fair amount of wine. You don't hear of a lot of people in these places that are suffering from dementia. Or is it because we're here in the United States where treatments for things like this are advertised frequently, why we hear about it? You know, I don't have all the answers. I apparently have a whole lot more questions than I do have answers. But these are things that need to be considered. When you have places in the world that you take a siesta in the middle of the day, and that might include having a shot here or there and then take some rest and then rest and go back to work. You know, you're balancing out your lifestyle. And the people that live in these cultures live long, healthy lives with the consumption of alcohol, with lower numbers of dementia cases. So what is different with some of these places and places like here in the United States, as I know it, would be quality of life. And I think that is where the main difference is. When it comes to, again, you know, it's the simple things that make the big differences. So here it is, we're nitpicking about alcohol consumption and its relation to dementia. And for the majority of this broadcast, we're talking about how heavy consumption of alcohol can lead to dementia, and glossing over the other things, the diabetes, the hypertension, the stress levels, the all these things that could also contribute to Alzheimer's, dementia. And because we overlook the other things and we focus on alcohol, we would end up having a skewed view on how alcohol can relate to dementia. But when you take into consideration other parts of the world, as what happened with newsmedical.net, here you have other parts of the world being taken into consideration. You have other cultures and their lifestyle being taken into consideration that include alcohol consumption. And what they have found is the ones that abstain from alcohol in those conditions are at higher risk of contracting the disease dementia. So you add a little alcohol to your life. Nobody's telling you to drink and get drunk every day or every week. But you add a little alcohol to your life. And you add a little exercise. And you add some healthy eating. And you add learning something new ever so often. Keeping your brain active. That sounds like a formula for a long, healthy, dementia-free life, doesn't it? Kicking off musical therapy tonight, music from Clive. The track is called Circles. Hey, Patty, you stay dry. So take care of yourself up there in New York, too, okay? Doing all sorts of crazy. I want to thank you all for hanging out with me tonight. Promises they just can't keep. Thank you for your participation. Fighting walls, it'll never win. Like Ambleek says, it wouldn't change a thing. A never-ending spin. What wouldn't change a thing? I'll leave that up to you. But if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't change anything. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you are in the world as we part company. Remember, look out for members of your community. Remember, your community is not just a development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So those that you pass on the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is Kevin Stew. This is all I like to do to you, for you, and with you. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, right here, kevinstew.com, 10 p.m. Eastern, along with the affiliates. So, join me tomorrow as we close out the night shift week with a real talk. And where we will go tomorrow, you'll only know if you're here. Take care of yourselves. Be good. If you can't be good at it. Good night from right here in South Florida. Take care. Catch you tomorrow. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.